We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
West Virginia coach Neil Brown took part in today's Big 12 coaches teleconference. Listen to what he had to say coming up right after this.
West Virginia is a special place, but it's the people that make it special.
Honestly, it is the crowd. It's the people.
This is one of the great environments. There are no pro teams in the state of West Virginia. They love West Virginia sports right here.
This is the most underrated fan base in the country.
Grass Resource, state of West Virginia, is not coal. Grass Resource is its people.
Join the climb today at WVUTimeToClimb.com.
Coach, tackling is a problem because basically you can't work on it as much as practice because you're afraid to get people hurt. What have you done to try to assimilate game situations and keep people from getting hurt?
Well, I think you can still tackle at a high level. You know, is it more difficult now than it used to be? Yes. Is safety the chief concern and the reason why we don't full contact tackle? Again, the answer is yes. But I do think that you can work it. We do a tackling circuit every single day that we're in pads to try to simulate those. We do a lot of what we call tackle and run after the catch drills, good on good. Where we don't tackle to the ground, but we work on body position. You know, I think that's where there's so much emphasis now on, you know, not hitting up top, which that should be the case. I think one of the big things that for us, and we've tackled very average the first two games. I wouldn't say it's been poor, but I wouldn't say it's been a strength either. I think it's been average. There's a lot of missed tackles, and the biggest thing I see is guys with their head down, which is a safety issue as well. And I'm talking about across college football, just not us. But the main component of it is guys leaving their feet.
Thank you, Coach.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Stephen Hawkins with the Associated Press.
Hey, Neil, with the Big 12 doing the expansion and getting the four teams set in play, how important is that for this league, having that issue settled and knowing where you guys are going?
Well, I mean, I think it answers some questions. You know, I think for the longevity of the league, you know, honestly, I haven't spent 1 second thinking about it. Our schedule didn't change this year. It's not going to change for next year. So I haven't spent a whole lot of time on it. I know our administration has, Shane and Gordon – and guys, you know, in higher level than me have been working on it, but it's not something I put a lot of thought into.
As far as the recruit, I mean, obviously you're going to recruiting is going to play an impact. I mean, how do you see? I'm asking this, you saying you haven't really thought about it enough, but clearly, I guess that's going to have a focus on what you do moving forward, though, won't it?
Yeah, I think it's something you got to answer in recruiting. You know, to me, winning's the biggest piece of recruiting. You want to recruit well, you better win, and so that's kind of where our focus needs to be.
All right, man. Thanks.
No, thanks.
Your next question is from Kevin Kinder with Blue and Gold News.
Hey, Coach. I know you mentioned after the game, you know, the positive effects on the team of everybody getting in, everybody being able to play a good bit. How long does that bounce last? You know, do you try to keep that going and emphasize, hey, what you're doing this week preparing for Virginia Tech and next week for Big 12 teams is just as important?
Well, I think it's important that they got some playing time. So guys maybe a little further down the depth chart, or guys that their big chunks of playing time is going to be in the future. It gives them hope. I think you want to keep hope alive. And there's a lot of video evidence why certain guys don't play based on the reps they got. And I think that's important too, because sometimes players don't necessarily believe why they're not playing, and then they get video evidence and they see the difference between maybe the guy that's playing in front of them and how they performed.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. This week.
All right, thank you.
And that was West Virginia coach Neil Brown. The Mountaineers take on Virginia Tech this Saturday in a game that will kick off at noon and will be televised nationally on FS1. Thanks for listening.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.